Well, first and foremost, we rescue, rehabilitate and rehome wherever we possibly can. But animals that we can't, for whatever reason, rehome, we provide them with sanctuary. And then we use those animals to work with people with various disabilities, mental health issues, post-traumatic stress, self-esteem problems, all sorts of things. Young people who have not quite clicked with the education and have perhaps been kicked out of school, we work with them as well.
Do you have to be referred or can anyone come
No,
here?
You can self-refer. You can just give us a call, come down and see if you fit in and see what you think about it. If you've got an EHCP, we can work with that and with you to provide targets for perhaps somebody with autism or ADHD, and we can do set targets and work towards and achieve those.
Now, as well as small animals, you've also got horses here, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, we have.
Do they play a big part in it?
They do play quite a substantial part, but we're not just equine therapy. We do the whole kit and caboodle, because not everybody gels with the horses. It might just be they're into cats or they're into ferrets. The other site in Glossop, if they're more into the farm animals, obviously we've got the farm animals. We've got the farm animals up there, and sometimes a chow can click with a pig and they'll open up to a pig. It's amazing, because animals don't judge at the end of the day.
Because Lettuce the duck is also involved,
yep,
isn't he?
Yeah, Lettuce was actually an abandoned egg, and the mad Alison said to me, can I take it and try and hatch it? So I said, yes, you mad woman, you can. So after running round with an egg round a bra all day, we got the we got the hatching thing, the whatever it's called.
Incubator,
thank you. And she did diligently turned him every day, and we ended up with the Lettuce.
He thinks he's human.
Yeah. Well, not quite sure what he thinks he is. Sometimes he thinks he's a dog, and sometimes he thinks he's a horse, and sometimes he thinks he's a human. So it depends which animals he's interacting with.
Now, you've got big plans for this place,
mm-hmm,
haven't you?
We have, yeah.
Do you want to tell him about them?
Well, the first plan that we're going through is to do the cat cafe, which is, we're looking at getting a mobile home and converting that into a cat cafe. So the sleeping quarters, the bedrooms, will be like the cat's sleeping quarters. And if they've had enough for interacting with the people, they can go in there, because we're going to have like a series of tubes and things so they can get out of the way if they've had enough. And then we're going to offer subsidised snacks and drinks for the general public. Anybody can come. It's been proved that stroking the cat actually reduces blood pressure, and obviously is very calming, unless you've got a cat like Felix.
Who is now climbing a ramp.
Yep.
How much do you depend on volunteers?
I couldn't do it without the teams. We don't refer people really as volunteers, because this is the family, and everybody's here for a reason, whether it's just claims work experience. Inevitably, quite a few of those are young people, and they have problems associated with being young people these days. So we all tend to rely on one another, and there's always an ear here. So it's far, far more than just the animals.
It's a stress-free place to come, isn't
it?
If anybody knows of anybody getting rid of a mobile home.
Yes, we've gone for a mobile home rather than a metal container, shipping container, because at least it's kitted out already and we've not got that expense to start kitting it out.
Yeah.
And they're usually a bit warmer as well. So.
And I suppose it's always an appeal for animal feed.
Yep. Yeah, we're cat food at the moment. We are going through approximately 14 big boxes of the sachets a week. Because bear in mind, we've got these here. I've got some at my home. I've got some in foster care. And then we've got some up at Glossop as well.